This week I want to talk to you a little bit about how to use this time of year to really make a difference in your career, to be intentional about how 2025 pans out for you. Welcome to the Experts Speak English podcast. Together, we'll discover how to talk yourself into an international career without the bullshit. Every business conversation that you have takes you closer to or further away from your goal. So this show is about getting both informal and formal conversations right, whether that's a confidential personal chat with a key player on your team or on the stage in front of hundreds of industry experts. What you say and how you say it counts. And if leadership is your goal, then being able to influence people will accelerate the process. At the end of each episode, I give you an opportunity to try out what you have just learned on the show. Perhaps you'll be brave enough to rise to Coco's communication challenge. You'll get to try out one of the tools, techniques, or tips at work, because listening about leadership and leading are not the same thing, honey. I'm Corinne Wilhelm. I'm a corporate communication coach with almost 25 years of experience of helping leaders to secure the career that someone with their knowledge and experience deserves through intentional communication, intercultural awareness, and the confidence to really show up as the English-speaking expert. So, let's get cracking, shall we? I know that this is a busy time of year and we're dashing around like crazy things trying to get things done for Christmas. We have presents to buy, people to visit. It's all go, isn't it? Even clearing up in your career at the end of the year can feel a little bit intimidating. But at the end of the year, it's also a good idea to have a think about where you are going in your career. If it's a good fit for you, if you feel comfortable, if you feel that you're growing professionally. And if not, what are you going to do about it? So the importance of using this year-end break for career reflection and planning is really a matter of getting inside your head, thinking about where you want to go, and paving the way for that to happen. Because so many of us just coast through careers and wonder why they never really achieved anything. And I don't want that to happen to you. We have to acknowledge that there are some unique challenges that women face, for example, with balancing family and career. Even if you're a very keen, hands-on family father, it's tempting, isn't it, to put our family's requirements first. And that's very commendable. But sometimes we hide behind that and neglect our own needs. And what I find is that women come to me at the age of, I don't know, 45, 50, their kids are getting older, and they realise that they've completely neglected their own career and they're wondering if they can jump aboard again. Well, of course, you can jump aboard again, but if you're going to do that, you have to do it with intention. The reality is there is a gender gap. In terms of the pay gap, women in Europe earn on average 13% less than men. We don't study 13% less. We don't work 13% less. We don't know 13% less. But the pay gap is there. In terms of career progression, only 22% of tech roles in European companies are occupied by women. And in terms of leadership positions, well, women hold just over one third of managerial positions in the EU. And in terms of the pension gap, well, the gender gap in pensions stands at 29% across the EU. And of course, you're stabbing yourself in the foot if you're working part-time financially. I want to talk to you today about the implications of these gaps and why we need to address them. We're not doing this just for ourselves. We're doing this for future generations. We're doing this for our daughters, our nieces, our nephews. We're doing this to set the bar a little bit higher, to make sure that women are seen on a par. Because when it comes to setting clear career goals, it's important to define specific, achievable goals. I've just been doing a challenge with Sonia Chulyak, and it became very clear that many of us set ourselves goals, but they're not always really smart goals. I'm talking about, you know, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and of course, timely. Most of us set goals that don't have all five of those elements in them. Maybe that lets us off the hook. But how do you know if you're getting to your goal if you haven't set a clear one in the first place? Well-defined career goals are really watertight. This is Coco's communication challenge for the quiet time between Christmas and New Year, maybe. Or before that, if you've got a nice long journey. I want you to write down some smart career goals. Something really solid that you know 100% if you've got to that or not. And in terms of breaking those long-term objectives into manageable steps, it's important to get out your diary and plan in everything that's important for next year. I'm talking about, you know, holidays, public holidays, kids' birthdays, all of that stuff goes in first, right? Then I want you to put in some of your goals and I want you to work backwards, breaking them down into manageable chunks, then break them down some more into bite-sized chunks. It will be a long list, but it will be a list of really doable things, things that you can do easily without getting into that overwhelm that tends to hold all of us back, right? So instead of saying design a new website, you know, break it down. Okay, the About Me page. Okay, break that down. I'm going to have the section about what I'm doing now. Then I'm going to have a section about what I did before. Then I'm going to have a section about how they relate and how they help each other. Then I need a photo. Then I need to check that the text is CEO compatible. You see what I mean? Just break it down into such a small degree that it doesn't feel overwhelming. And you have 365 days to do this, so it doesn't matter that you've got a big list of things to do. Break it down into really manageable steps. Now, in your schedule, you need to have some focus time every week. Because you know what it's like? Unless you schedule it, it's not going to get done. So if you're going to commit to this, put it in your schedule and stick to it. If you're going to actually get to do anything like this, it has to be a stretch goal. You know, that's very kind of ICF coaching language. But basically, it has to be a goal that excites you, that you think, yeah, fucking hell, that would be amazing. Yeah, you have to be really excited about it, because at the moment you're excited about it. But for you to continue and, you know, get the momentum behind this and stay behind it and stick with it, it has to be really, really cool to hold your attention. And it should be big enough to scare you. In terms of self-assessment and skill inventory, now this is something we do a lot on our Empower Her program. It's really important to not just identify your strengths or areas for improvement, but you also have to really be clear about how to align your current skills with what you do well now with your career aspirations for the future. So you already have a lot of skills, you already have a lot of knowledge, you have a lot of experience. So how can you use all of that to get you to where you want to go? It's important to remember we already have a lot of knowledge and skills. Don't neglect those. It's easy to think, oh, I don't know this and I don't know that and I don't know how to do this. Yeah, but what do you know? Try to use that to take you forward. What is it about your personality that makes you irresistible to work with? What is it about your mindset that makes you a good fit? Think about the connections between your past and your future and really zone in, not just on what you're weak at. It's tempting to do that, isn't it? But also to look at, what am I good at? So in my case, it would be easy to look at, oh my God, Corinne, you can be so chaotic and scatty. Yes, I can be, but I'm really creative. I'm really good at motivating people. I'm good at getting people to speak up. I'm good at getting people to believe in themselves. And I'm really good at spotting people's potential. So you see, it's always pluses and minuses, pros and cons. So instead of focusing just on what you cannot do, what you do not know yet, think about what you can do and see how you can use that to create a bridge into your future career. Emphasising the importance of continuous learning is something that those of you that know me will identify with immediately. I am all about keeping on the button in terms of learning all the time, you know, listening to podcasts, doing Udemy courses, going on LinkedIn courses, learning from a mentor, learning from coaches, you know, getting together with a group of people that you know, like and trust, and working together. It's a mix of formal and informal learning, but it can never stop. It can be tempting when we have a young family or we have parents that need more of our time and attention to neglect our own needs. But then after that time is gone, you know, kids are growing up fast, right? Then you look at what you've neglected and it's annoying. So create a little window of time in every single week that is just for your personal development. I suggest making it a habit. If you've read Atomic Habits, you'll know what I mean by tagging it on to something that you already do, something that is a fundamental part of your routine. So if you have to drop off your son to karate and you're sitting in the car for half an hour waiting for him to come out because he can never find his stuff or whatever, don't get angry about it. Don't go in there and coddle model him. Stay in the car and do a Udemy course, listen to a podcast, whatever. But keep on top of your own personal development. Because if you don't, somebody else will. And ultimately, especially in a culture like Germany, it's all about certificates. It's all about, you know, do you have a PhD or not? Do you have this or not? So keep on top of that and you will really appreciate that at a later stage. So in terms of self-assessment, there are many ways of doing this. You can do a simple SWOT analysis. That's the easiest way. I find that a little bit frustrating because, like, the strengths are often the opposite of the weaknesses, but it's one way of doing it. You can do it anywhere. If you're sitting in the car and your hubby's driving or your partner's driving, then you can just scribble it out on a piece of paper. It's easy. You can also think about all of the things that people ask you about. And I've had this on a previous episode, challenge you to write down 50 things that you are good at, that people ask you about. You can also use a different matrix dependent on what you look for in potential leaders. Break it down and look at which skills and competences you have and identify any gaps. It's no problem to have a gap unless you're not prepared to fill the gap. So don't rest on your laurels. Put yourself first. We spend so much time, particularly us as women, running around after everyone else. But I implore you to put yourself first. Doesn't have to be all the time, but just at least for an hour a week, focus on yourself. So current skills and your career aspirations. If you are interested in changing jobs, and you tend to find yourself looking at job adverts but never actually doing those applications, then there's something in those job descriptions that you feel inadequate about. Write them down. Make a list. And try and attack those things. Attack is quite a strong word, but you know what I mean. Like, approach the things that you are lacking and focus on them. You can have to do formal or informal training to learn those skills. Maybe it's something that you need to gain experience in rather than actual learning. So speak up. Say that you want to have more experience in this and this and this project. Can you join this project? Can you get involved in this? Be outgoing. What's the worst they can do? They could say no. If they say no too often, you know what you have to do then. You need to find the opportunities to do that. If, for example, you're looking for leadership opportunities and you're not getting them at work, there's an easy fix for that. You join Toastmasters or Rotary or something like that, and you get leadership responsibility that way. And then you can say, I've organised an event for 200 people, or I've managed a team of six, or whatever it is that your gap is. So don't just take it on face value. Get creative about how you can fill those gaps. And remember how I said I'm creative? Well, if you are not looking in the right direction or you're not finding something, then let me know and I'll brainstorm with you. In terms of work-life balance, I think it's very important to turn your attention to this. Yesterday, I had a lesson with some extremely talented software developers. And you could tell that they were exhausted. I could tell it in their face. I could tell it in their tone of voice. I could tell by the fact that they were distracted. They weren't taking off hardly any time over Christmas and New Year because they had to roll something out. And so, I mean, this is like a recipe for disaster in terms of burnout. And yet, that just seemed to be something they were happy to accept. I'm not sure you should accept that. What does your family have from that if you burn out? If you have no joy at work, then what kind of father can you be if you're so exhausted and so stressed that you cannot appreciate their company over Christmas and New Year? So we really need to think about work-life balance. You know, there are some practical tips for managing these family responsibilities alongside your career growth. You know, there's normally more than one parent on the scene. And if there isn't more than one parent on the scene, then you need to make sure that you have some kind of babysitter or cleaner or something else like that. Maybe somebody who, you know, picks up your kids every now and again from school. Find some kind of release, because if you're doing everything, you are putting yourself under way too much pressure. And the importance of self-care should be evident, you know, in terms of avoiding burnout. But how many of us actually take the time? I wanted to go swimming this morning, but I didn't. And now I'm feeling like I won't get that back now. Like that, I won't go swimming this afternoon. I should have prioritized it. I should have got up and gone swimming, fatty. Like, that's it. I'm done, you know. So sometimes we have to be strict with ourselves. Because if I do sport, I'm more resilient. If I do sport, I concentrate more. If I do sport, I can come up with much more creative solutions. And I'm sure that I'm not in a vacuum here. Successful life balance strategies require a little bit of discipline. Successful work-life strategies require being disciplined with yourself, not just with other people. Sometimes we say, okay, I'm going to go home at 4, and then we find ourselves just finishing a quick email at 4:30. So we have to be strict with ourselves. If you don't want to be bothered outside of work hours, then don't send an email outside work hours. It sends confusing signals. Be self-aware in terms of what you say, but also in what you do. Consider also what you're not saying and what you're not doing. So at the end of the day, you are the only one that is limiting your ability to dream or to actually execute on your dreams. Don't let yourself get in the way of that. That's a quote from Fallon Fatemi. What about those mentor relationships? Make sure that you have an appointment set for the new year so that when you come back to work, you're like hot to trot. It's important to approach potential mentors if you don't have one. And, you know, in some organisations, you get allocated a mentor. That's not really how it works. Ideally, you should be choosing a mentor. Go up to someone who you admire at work, somebody who is professional, maybe a little bit more approachable, somebody that will share, you know, share how they got there, share how they learnt these skills, share how they fucked up. Get them to tell you what went wrong. What did they do wrong? Because if somebody is open about that, they will be a great mentor. A great mentor is not somebody who's like, oh yeah, I've done this, I've done that, I'm so amazing, oh my God. You can't learn from people like that because they've got such big egos, you can't actually get through to the person talking to you because he's, or she, is so full of themselves. You need to find a mentor that is happy to share. And when you are experienced enough, then it's a very rewarding thing to mentor somebody else. I'm mentoring 5 different people at the moment, and I love every minute of it. And when they turn around and they do what I recommended them to, or we decided together that they would do, it's awesome. So do consider being a mentor yourself. In terms of professional development planning, there's all kinds of training and educational opportunities out there, and you might have a training budget, or you might get recommended to go on training based on your appraisal or performance review. But do set yourself a timeline for, you know, developing these skills in the year to come. Put them in your schedule, like I mentioned earlier. Make sure that you're in the know about your industry and your company. Be up to date with what's going on. Know what your competitors are doing. Know where jobs are going. Keep an eye on what's happening and make sure that you are in the know. Because somebody who is well read, and that could be, of course, information through other forms like YouTube or podcasts or something like that, but somebody who is well informed always makes a more professional impression. And if you need to know something, you tend to go to those people, don't you? The importance of accountability is vital. So you need to have somebody who can keep you on track, that you feed back to and tell them where you are on your plan. Because if you just say it to yourself, it just doesn't have the same impact. And you need to have regular progress check-ins, right? So it could be a friend of yours at work. It could be a mentor. It could be a sponsor. It could be somebody who you used to work with. It doesn't matter. But tell people what you plan and make sure that they keep you on your toes. Because relying on your own motivation will not be enough. So you need to choose somebody who can give you some tough love and make sure that you stay on track. As the year goes on, you lose that momentum sometimes, don't you? Especially if we're busy. All in all then, I really want you to focus on your career. Even when life is crazy busy, and we've all been there, force yourself to take action during this break and encourage other people to do the same. Remember that it's small, gradual changes that lead to significant career growth. 1% better on Monday, 1% better on Tuesday. By Friday, it's 5%. By the next week, it's another 5%. You see how it builds on itself, but you need momentum and you need commitment. So I would love to encourage you to get out there this Christmas and New Year. Just find some time for yourself. Go off for a walk with a notebook in your hand, or I tend to make voice messages on my phone. Take a little mini microphone if you want to, but I just kind of hold it in front of my face. And, you know, this gives you the opportunity to put yourself first for a few minutes. It's not self-centered to want a career. You have dedicated a lot of time to your career. Don't just go with the flow. Be intentional about your career. Be intentional about your communication. Be intentional about your actions. And make sure that you are doing this with somebody who will keep you accountable. And if you want to do something to give something back to society, then you do the same for someone else. Have a wonderful Christmas and New Year, and I will see you in 2025. You've been listening to Corin Wilhelm on the Experts Speak English podcast. There won't be any show notes for this show, so please don't go to the website. The website is a disaster. I've got to fix that, but I really cannot face it until 2025. So I'll speak to you then. Until then, be amazing and be the very best communicator that you can be, whether it's with your kids, your family, or your boss. Take care, and I'll speak to you soon. Goodbye.